This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Earlier on the 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, had unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 at New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, or WAVES, aligning with Prime Minister Modi's vision of Design in India, Design for the World. Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Awards ceremony next month. Announcing this, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Das' remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations." He said the Dada Saheb Phalke selection jury decided for this top award in Indian cinema for Mr. Chakraborty for his iconic contribution to Indian cinema. All arrangements have been made for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for a smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. Campaigning for the third phase of assembly elections ended yesterday evening. More than 39.18 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. Polling, which will begin at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October, along with Haryana. In Bihar, swollen rivers including Kosi, Gandak, Bagmati, Mahananda and Kamalwala are wreaking havoc of floods after breaching embankments at several places and inundating more than 100 villages. After the massive discharge of water from Kosi and Gandak barrages in river systems, several low-lying areas in Supaul, Seharsa, Araria, Kishanganj, Madhubani, West Champaran, East Champaran and Gopalganj are affected due to floods. More than 4 lakh people in 16 districts are reeling under the fury of floods. In Kosi region, rail services have been affected due to floods near Indo-Nepal border. The centre has assured all possible assistance to Bihar government to tackle the flood crisis. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai reviewed the flood situation at Patna yesterday. In Nepal, 192 people have lost their lives and 30 others have gone missing in floods, landslides and inundation caused by incessant rains. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a 4-day official visit to India. Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, received him at the airport. This is the first visit of Mr. Holness to India and also the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. During the visit, Dr. Holness will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi tomorrow and call on the President and Vice President. Domestic indices Sensex and Nifty traded lower today amid mixed cues from regional markets. The Sensex declined 667 points or 0.78% at 84,905.29, while Nifty fell 214 points at 25,965 when reports last came in. Meanwhile, Japan's Nikkei plunged 4% today. Nikkei traded 4.11% lower at 38,191, while the broader Topix index shed 2.9%. In cricket, Bangladesh resumed their first innings at 107 for 3 against India on the fourth day of the second test match at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur this morning. Bangladesh were 128 for 4 when reports last came in. Earlier, day 3 was called off without a ball being bowled due to wet outfield. In shooting, the Indian pair of Gautami Bhanot and Ajay Malik clinched bronze after defeating Croatia 17-9 in the air rifle mixed event in the ISSF Junior World Championship in Lima, Peru yesterday. In the same event, China defeated France to win gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.